With Montana News, I'm Corin Cates-Carney. The primary race that will select political challengers for U.S. Democratic Senator John Tester and Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte is less than 4 months away. Between now and then, Montana Public Radio is talking with voters about political issues that are important to them. On Valentine's Day last week, I drove around Great Falls to bars where the town's billiards league was racking up their weekly matches. At the Black Eagle Country Club, Jeremy Fotosexy was hunched over a bar table watching a pool match. He's in the military, and thinks debate over immigration is going to play a big part in elections this year. He thinks generally things are going well in Montana, but he says more should be done about homelessness in the state.
I mean, I'd just say mainly, like, you know, all the veterans and everything that are on the streets, like, nobody really says anything about that. I mean, I think that's probably, like, a big issue that we should, like, get that fixed instead of worrying stuff about that's in third world countries. Fixing ourselves before we start fixing everybody else kind of thing. Help America out first and then try to help everybody else out.
After I spoke with Fotosexy, I walked up to an older woman sitting at the bar drinking a Budweiser. She said she'd had too much to drink to talk with me with my recorder on. Once I set it aside and took the seat next to her, she started saying how much she thinks veterans aren't getting the care they need. Veterans and military issues came up a lot throughout the night. Malmstrom Air Force Base is one of the biggest employers in Great Falls. About 3 miles on the other side of town, I met Rick Fulbright at the Lido Bar and Casino. Fulbright is a mechanic from Lewistown who lives in Great Falls. He talks to me on and off while he shoots pool and tells me the most important issue to him this year is Social Security.
Because I'm afraid I'm going to have no retirement, and all the elders right now need support.
I got to shoot. I'll be right back.
Fulbright also says he hears politicians talk about veterans a lot, but he doesn't see veterans' situations improving.
When they say that they're backing the veterans and they're not, you know, they're not supporting them with the decisions or the laws that they're trying to make.
A woman named Amber is sitting on a stool on the other side of the pool table, watching the game that Fulbright is playing. She's a single mom with two kids and works as a cocktail waitress at another bar in town. She wants there to be more help for moms like her, and she worries what would happen if programs that she says currently help her were gone.
I have medical, dental, vision for my kids through the state because I do not make enough. If I didn't have that, I would be paying almost $650 to $480 every 2 weeks that were garnished out of my checks and loan.
Amber says she's been in and out of low-income housing, and her student debt makes it hard to get her finances stable. She says the political system is rigged. Just about everyone I spoke with at the bars that night said they didn't know too much about the primary elections this year, although a couple people knew the incumbents, Senator John Tester and Congressman Greg Gianforte. Most people at the four bars I went to didn't want to talk at all. They said they were too busy playing pool, shooting darts, drinking, hanging out with friends, or nervous of what their employers might think if they heard them on the radio. The next morning, I talked to people filling up their gas tanks before going to work. Carrie Agustinelli says she doesn't tend to vote for one party or the other, but for specific candidates and how they present themselves on issues. Agustinelli says she works at a local hospital where she helps run CT scans and x-rays.
Most people can't even afford to get health care. I work at a hospital and I have a hard time affording my health care, so.
A few pumps over, a guy named Jeff pulls up. He's lived in Great Falls for 40 years and works in law enforcement.
I'm going to be honest with you, I don't know if anybody has the right answers, but I feel that we need to come together and figure out what's going to be the best for the country.
What's keeping us from coming together?
Media, I think. I think the media is the root of all evil. I think they're putting words into people's mouth or taking things out of context on both sides, and they make it's just a bickering argument now. It's hard to believe anybody. I can't believe anything I read or listen to anymore.
Lori Carney is a teacher from Malta.
Education is always important since I'm a teacher, and the funding of our schools and the teachers' retirement and the pay raises for teachers and keeping schools open.
And how do you go about deciding what candidate you'll vote for?
Well, I usually vote with our teachers' union since I'm a member of that, and whatever they endorse, that's who I vote for.
Mike Davis, a truck driver from Billings, pulled up a few minutes later. The number one issue for him this year is health care.
Make it to where it's more affordable for a person, because I spent $500 just myself for health care, and that's just outrageous for one person as an owner-operator.
Davis, like just about everyone I talked to, said it was too early to tell who he's going to vote for, or to know much about which candidates were running. Obviously, walking up to strangers at a handful of bars and a gas station is not a scientific poll or a representative survey. But between now and November, candidates seeking elected office in the state will likely start saying, as candidates in the past have said, that they want to represent all Montanans. These are just a few. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.